Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the Senate Health and Human Services meeting to order at 3:51 p.m. on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. We're meeting in room 205 in the Capitol Building. Please remember to silence your cell phones as a courtesy. Committee members present today are Senator Geisel, Senator Dunbar, Vice Chair Coffin, myself, Senator Wilson. We are expecting Senator Tobin, just delayed on other state business, coming to committee. We apologize for the delay up to the call of the chair this afternoon. We had two items on the agenda, but we are going to postpone HB 57, Emergency Medical Services Review Organization by Rep. Wright, to our next committee meeting under bills previously scheduled and heard, as we're waiting for an amendment change and correction for the Department of Law. And we will hear HB 344, Medical Assist Demonstration Projects, on the request of the governor. All right. We originally heard HB 44, and we took invited and public testimony to the companion of that bill, SB 241, on March 19th. We're now in possession of the bill from the other body, which is the current vehicle. At this time, if we have Deputy Commissioner Emily Ritchie online on phone, who might give us a reminder of what this bill does. And we also have Dr. Ann Zink, our Chief Medical Officer for the Department of Health, also online for questions and comments. DC Ritchie, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon to the chair. For the record, my name is Emily Ritchie, and I'm Deputy Commissioner with the Department of Health. And I really want to thank the committee for hearing HB 344 and its companion. And this bill, again, would give permission to the Department of Health to apply for a waiver with the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services so that we could begin to explore if there's kind of unmet needs that are some of the highest utilizers or individuals with acute health needs have within the Medicaid program. And if through meeting and addressing some of those unmet needs, we can improve the outcomes that they are experiencing in their healthcare, as well as the investments that we have made as a state and a medical system in supporting their healthcare.
Right. And for the record, this is Dr. Ann Zink, Chief Medical Officer for the state of Alaska. And to the chair, we are just incredibly grateful for you and the committee for hearing this bill and the time and effort to help meet the mission of the department, which is the health, well-being, and self-sufficiency of every Alaskan. And we believe that this tool is a critical tool to be able to help us to better manage our Medicaid division and department to be able to meet those goals. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the department? Seeing none, our office did not receive any amendments. Is there a motion to move this bill from committee? Senator Kaufman.
I move HB 344 version 33-GH2517/A from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, HB 44 moves with the committee. We'll go ahead and send out the committee report as we talk about our business for this Thursday. This Thursday, we'll hold a confirmation hearing for Dr. Eric Nimmo's appointment to the State Medical Board. We'll have a briefing on the Child Care Task Force. And we did receive a couple amendments for HB 89, which one needs to be, I believe, redrafted. So if we have that, we'll continue our discussion on HB 89, the Child Care Tax Credits and Assistance Grant from Rep. Colon. With that, are there any closing comments from committee members? Seeing none, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for coming a little late to committee, and we appreciate your attendance. We'll adjourn at 3:55 p.m.